I've been listening to people's shows, and I sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't want to post anything, but then I hear Big Fatty posting in a drunken stupor, and then the next morning coming out and finishing it off, and it's true dedication, absolute sort of, and I can really respect that sort of the that's that really getting something, sticking to something, and doing it. Getting it done. So, hats off.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Posting in a drunken stupor.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1470 of the BFO44, right? The 13th of September 2013, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show, y'all, we have got a buttload of voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Triska Decaphobians. Big Freddy, that's a $2 word. Hi, everyone, I have you for right. It's going well, y'all. It's Friday the 13th. Good luck to you. Be ready. So, y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine on Thursday. Well, first of all, let me just back up. Y'all, we had the big horror meeting Wednesday night. And after that was over, I came home and I caught up on the Wednesday night eviction show of the Big Brother. And, oh, y'all, that is some poke and that cabbage. Big Freddy, you've been tooting all afternoon that I put in the cracker pot. But anyway, y'all, I came home and I watched that, and y'all, and I went to bed. Y'all, it's taken me a while to adjust back to Eastern time. It's just saying, yes, Big Fatty, you're old. You're old, and you drink. So anyway, but y'all, good day in the coal mine on Thursday, and then y'all, when I came when I came back, I went to the Von's East on Hump Day, and as I was leaving the Fat Cave, there was a box sitting at the back door, and I thought, well, that's odd. And y'all had Big Fatty's name on it. Big Fatty, what was it? Well, I'm about to tell you. So y'all, I didn't know if it was something from the people, but y'all, it was addressed to the Fat Cave, and I don't think anybody has the actual Fat Cave address. Anyway, so I took it back to the coal mine with me, Wednesday afternoon, and y'all, I opened it up, and y'all, it was that new computer, the new computer modem that I had ordered from the, Xfinity, that they said is, a jillion times faster than the one I've got now. And so, y'all, I looked at the instructions and everything, and, y'all, I just looked at it. And, y'all, I didn't know. I'm not real sure how to do it. And Thursday, old Veda came in the office, and I said, Veda, I need your help. He goes, Berg, honey, what is it now? And I told him that I wasn't sure how, because, y'all, I think this new modem has its own Wi-Fi thing that it sends out. And, I've got the Wi-Fi already here in Fat Cave. And, y'all, I'm not real sure how to hook it all up, make it ignore the modem's Wi-Fi and make it stay on the same old network that I've been on. And so, y'all, I had to ask Veda for help. And y'all, he is at the gymnatorium, and you can't spell gymnatorium without buff. Y'all, he is there with the buns and the guns, and they are doing some sort of I don't know what they're doing. It's some sort of exercise. Big Fatty, I bet it's vulgar. But he said he might stop by after the gymnatorium, so we'll just have to see how that goes. Big Fatty, that's just lovely.
Happy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, just looking at my calendar now, y'all, evidently there's not a whole lot of fucking that goes on in December, because y'all, this weekend, y'all, on Tamari, on Saturday the 14th, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other than that veritable Virgo. He'll be celebrating. Y'all, he'll probably be celebrating by having to fix something electronic, you know, that's turned to shit. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday, y'all, it is that Yokogen. It's Jeremy, not Jeremy from It's All About Jeremy, but Jeremy the Yokogen. He is celebrating. Y'all, cutie patootie. He came to Pride 48 last year. Wasn't able to make it this year. I don't know what was up with that. He's celebrating on the same day. Y'all, I think they were born in different years, but... I can neither confirm nor deny that. So, y'all, Big Fatty, do you think that Lurie Warbucks will make Yokogen a cake?
Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, porcupines. I'm on the aeroplano and headed for the Lost Wages, and it's a light flight. So if Wade has anything to do with how fast we get there, we should get there in record time. There are so many empty seats on this plane. It's not even funny. I was wondering if I could ask to go have one of those rows where there isn't anyone and if I could just go to sleep. But anyway, my snoring would probably drown out the sound of the electronic engines anyway. So I'll be sporting a long sleeve red shirt that says USD on the front. So watch for me at the hotel. And but don't tell anyone if you spot me, because I want to lurk. All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, Big Fatty, you've had that one a while. Yes, I have. I really have. That came in last for right. Y'all, can you believe it's already been a week since Pride 48? Just can't believe it. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and to update us on your travel. And I'm sorry that you were unable to lurk because y'all she wanted to lurk, and then y'all there she was right there at the big old Brofkas on Friday morning last week, and you know you can't lurk when you walk into the Brofkas with a big old red shirt. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. Sounds like you guys are having a great time in Las Vegas. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but Las Vegas has more churches and chapels than any other major city in the United States. And one of the unique things that happens in Las Vegas at the churches is when people give offerings, a lot of times they give them in the gambling chips, you know, like the $5 chip or the $25 chip that you use at the tables. And, of course, these chips come from all the different casinos. Well, there's one enterprising church. I can't think of what religion it is, but they have this priest. It's one guy, and it's his sole job to go from each church and chapel to collect all these different chips. Then he goes to the different casinos and turns them in and reimburses the church. And his official title is Chipmunk. All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, oh, that is, of course, that Jimmy Bear and Jimmy Bear. Big Fatty, that was such a lovely story. I wish I could have met the chipmunk when I was out there in Los Wages. Well, you know, anyway. But Jimmy Bear, thank you so much. You get a zinger. You got a zinger. Got a zinger, I say. And you always share that zinger with us. And we appreciate you sharing your zinger. Big Fatty, that's almost vulgar when you keep repeating it. But anyway, y'all, our next call is from someone we haven't heard from in a very, very long time.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Zachaby. I know that I haven't called in a really long time, so please forgive me. It's just been a really long time. So, yeah, your show is fabulous. You're still even more fabulous. Every time that I look at the autograph photo that, you know, I got whenever I met you in D.C., amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, I miss Big Fatty, and I need to know what's going on with him. And yeah, I don't have internet, so I haven't been listening to your show, but just, you know, I will. And know that I have bacon in my refrigerator right now. I have bacon. That's all that matters. So I will talk to you later and stay fierce and fabulous. All right.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is young little Zachaby, formerly of the dangerous and lovely little show with Davy Dangerous. Yes, Big Fatty, we miss those little boys. It's just lovely to hear their voices. And Zachaby, I'm sorry that you don't have the inner tubes. That's not good. That's not good, but you are correct. You are correct that everything is better with bacon. Big Fatty, is that an intro?
Hello. Happy Bacon.
Hey, Pat, it's Bacon. I just got a call from my dad, and he said, can you use your computer there and find me a trip to New York? And I said, okay, when? Anytime. And I go, okay, so $701 to fly out of here. It's a little bit less. $100 less fly to Sioux Falls. What dates you looking at? I don't know. And I go, okay. He's like, well, I think a person should just see New York before they die. And I'm like, yeah, I totally agree. And he's like, you think your brother would go? I could pay his way. If I don't take him somewhere, he'll probably never see anything with his family. So do you think he would go? I don't know. He goes, yeah, I think that'd be nice. The three of us could go to New York. So think about that. Click. All I'm going to say is apples and trees.
Big Fatty, I think that call explains an awful lot. Yes, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice, even though we just heard it a couple of minutes ago. But it does sound like BSC does run in the Bacon clan. And but it's lovely that you're going to be going up to New York City. New York City, so nice they named it twice. And Miss Bacon, may I suggest that you go up there when they're doing the Rockettes grandma show, because it's just lovely. Big Fatty, she'll freeze her patootie off.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I was trying to collect my thoughts so that I could call and leave a message about Vegas, and work thoughts and everything else got in the way and was like making them like all fuzzy and stuff. So anyway, the first thought that comes to my mind is, you know, when I was prodding and poking and begging and pleading for Timmy Sims to go, he was concerned that he may be too shy for the party, and that he would become like attached to my hip, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, it's all cool. We're all good. And I knew he'd like it. And by golly, he couldn't have been more unattached to my hips. So anyway, I just wanted to cover that and shout out to Timmy. It appeared to me that you had a grand time, and quite honestly, I'm I'm glad. That's it. So anyway, otherwise, my voice sounds funny. I don't know if it's from that 14 packs of cigarettes that I smoked secondhandly, or if it's, you know, the dying thyroid.
Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, Miss Bacon, she is right. Y'all, the dying thyroid and the 14 packs of cigarette smoke out there in the Lost Wages, y'all, it does get to you. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling back. And Big Fatty, do you think she might call back again? Probably.
Hello. I am totally the founder and president and secretary and vice president of the poorly constructed sentence club or whatever. Okay, so anyway, I was listening to the third part of your Vegas series and got a little tear in my eye from Granny's call. I don't know what else to say. Anyway, don't play the rest of this on the show.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Miss Bacon, thank you for calling back. Big Fatty, is she done for today? I believe she's done for today. But anyway, Miss Bacon, I don't remember what you said. You were talking about you got a tear in your eye from Granny's phone call, and I'll be happy to pass that along to him when I see him at the Dudley Do Rights on Saturday night. The reason I wasn't supposed to play the rest of it on the show is because she was worried about that Timmy Sims, y'all. She was worried sick because evidently Timmy Sims had some sort of cellular telephonic device calamity. Miss Bacon couldn't get in touch with him, and y'all, it was just no, Big Freddy, that's just terrible. It's no. When Bacon calls, you better answer. Words to live by, Poodle. Words to live by. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, last time we were over here, we looked at that picture that Skeeter sent in. And y'all, our next one is from that Peter G. Y'all, by the way, that Peter G is over in Italy, Mexico, and I hope he's having a good time. And y'all, there's a picture of Big Fatty laying out on a picnic table, and it says, "How the Fat One Deals with Being Overserved. Hashtag hangover. Big Fatty, you look awful." And the next one, y'all, is from that Mark and Calendar. You may know him as Musing Mark. And it says, "Hang in there, Fatty. And Bobby, Fatty, look at you. You're a little kitty. It's just lovely. I love that one, Mark." And y'all, we're sending Mark and Calendar his Big Cheese cookbook later today. And y'all, that Peter G and that Mitzi Morris, y'all, they have both spotted Big Fatty. It's in an advertisement. It says, "Big Fatty loves the action zone on a man's slacks." Big Fatty, the action zone is just vulgar on your slacks or not. Y'all, I got the new TV guide, and y'all, they've got the 60th greatest catchphrases during the last 60 years of TV guide. Oh dear, I gotta see. Y'all, number 10, I'm just going to do the top 10. Number 10, it's gonna be legend. Wait for it. Legend, excuse me. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Legend, wait for it. Dairy. Y'all, wait for it. Doesn't somebody else say that? No. Big Freddy, you say it with me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Y'all, and that's from that Bonnie from the How I Met Your Mama. Big Freddy. Y'all, I don't have time to read this shit. Big Freddy. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I hope that you enjoy hearing old Calvin from How to Do Pancakes. Calvin, what's your favorite part of your opening, huh?
Posting in a drunken stupor.
Oh, I plan on doing that this weekend, too. Yes, Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.